Blog Talk Radio.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
pain. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today, whether it's morning, evening, or night, even in the archives, but we want to give God praise. Every praise belongs to God today. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it reach around the world, dear Heavenly Father. Let some soul be saved and be touched today by this program on the topic we have chosen today. Dear Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic that I chose today is God has placed his leaders in our midst. Yes, he has, whether he or she is a bishop, an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, missionary. He has placed his leaders in our midst. And you know, the word of God says, coming from Hebrews 13 and 17, it said that, you know, God, obey those who have rule over you and be submissive, for they watch over for your soul. You know, God is the ultimate authority over mankind. He has chosen to delegate his power to different individuals in various leadership order and roles. You know, God has placed his leaders in our midst and given them care over our soul. You know, leaders can be parents, teachers, church leaders. When you submit to these individuals, you also submit to the authority of God and your life. Benefits as a result. You know, the family of God needs a leader. Leaders mean the first one to lead the way in your life. So today, some of our tag words we'll talk about will be leaders, different leaders, Jesus, and being mature, of having a mature leader in the spiritual realm, not just in the physical or the carnal, but in the spiritual realm. God have given each one of us, whether you want to recognize it or not, he have given us leaders. You know, God's leaders can be a powerful influence on your life. You know, you follow their advice can allow you to learn from their experience and grow as individuals. You know, submitting to their authority will also help you learn humility, which God requires from all those who want to follow him. You know, the word of God wants you to respect the leaders he have given you. God has placed in your life and view that guardians as an act of God's grace. You know, beside, like, you know, you think about the head of your home, which is your mother and father, father and mother, which one of his head over the house. You never know when God will call you up for the rank to be leaders and put you into even a leadership position. You know, when we think about God has placed his leaders in our midst and given care over our soul, we can't help leader he has called for us to be. And, you know, as I studied on that for today's topic today, God has placed his leaders in our midst. You know, every team needs a leader when you think about it. Every country needs a leader. And the family of God needs a leader. You know, Jesus Christ is that leader. You know, when I looked into the Greek word for leader literally means the first one to lead the way. God was the first one that led and still leading the way. You know, it's derived from arch, which means the first, and agar, which means to lead. To express this idea of leadership is typical, translated in Act, the third chapter, the 15th verse, and the 5th chapter, and the 31st verse. And I'm going to turn it over in case you don't have your Bible sitting in front of you. I am going to read what the Word of God says in this chapter, in these two different verses. In Acts, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse says, here they're talking about, and killed the prince of life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And over in Acts the 5th chapter, turn over there, and the 31st verse is telling you about him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. Still talking about a leader. But to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. You know, as the prince and as the author in Hebrews 12:2. And I'm going to turn over that to 12:2 of Hebrews. And we're going to read that today. And Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here we are talking about expressing the idea of leadership with the leaders. You know, the best description of our leader, Jesus Christ, and what he went through to become our leader is found in the book of Hebrews. You know, the second chapter of Hebrews tells us that the Son of God joined the human race in order to participate in our humanity, to experience our suffering, and even to taste death on our behalf. You know, in doing so, he is the one who pioneered the way for all other believers to follow. You know, here Hebrews 2:10 calls him the captor of our salvation, which could easily be rendered the pioneer of our salvation or the leader of our salvation. You know, as a man, Jesus pioneered the way for all the other sons and daughters of God to follow. That means sons and daughters, leaders. He was the express image of God's substance and effigy of his glory. You find that in Hebrews 1:3. And I'll turn over there to Hebrews 1:3, and we read what it says in the Word of God. And Hebrews 1:3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his presence, and upholding all the things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, today we're talking about God has placed his leaders in our midst. You know, his place of glory took a human body for the sake of accomplishing the Father's will. In that body, Jesus suffered and died for our salvation. He did this because he loved the Father, because he had the joy set before him. You know, his joy would be to return through his resurrection and ascend to his Father. Jesus knew that he would again be in glory, but now as a man. You know, as Jesus himself entered into glory, he did not just say there, awake our arrival. Indeed, after having entered into glory, he came back to God's children to be in their midst. God had placed leaders in our midst and confirmed for them his path to glory. You know, the verse following Hebrews 2:10, you tell us that Jesus is in the midst of the church. He is dwelling with all those whom he has not ashamed to call his brothers and sisters. Here today, God has placed his leaders in our midst. You know, Jesus therefore is leading us to where he has already gone, into the glorious presence of the Father. You know, the path of that glorious destiny cannot be different than the one that the Lord himself traveled. He left a path for us to follow. That is a mold to which we are confirmed. Believer, if we are going to grow and mature, must be conformed to the image of God's Son. And while following Jesus' way, we have the hope of eternal glorification through Christ. And for you all that may have your Bibles, you can have your Bible and your pen and write down these key verses that you can go back to later. Isaiah 3:15. And 3:15 say, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. And then we have Acts 5:31. And it's saying, in 5:31. Well, we don't have I wrote my scripture down wrong on that one. We don't have 5:31, but let's go to Hebrews 2:10 and Hebrews 12:2. And let me turn back over. Those in Hebrews 2:10 tells you to, for it became him for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. And Hebrews 12:2 says, I want to make sure I give you the right one. That way as you go back, you can read it for yourself. 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here we are looking today, talking about God has placed his leaders in our midst, whether they are bishop, whether they are apostle, whether they are prophets, whether they are evangelists, pastors, teachers. And we go as far to say he have given us leaders in the home, our parents, teachers. You know, when you break it down to church leaders, when you submit those individuals, you also submit to the authority of God. And today, that's what we are talking about. You know, a lot of people don't want to recognize prophets anymore. But prophet is still a leader that God have given us. It's in the Word of God. He's telling us that as you read the Word of God, evangelists, he's given them the Word of God, teachers, pastors, apostles. You know, when you think about leadership, when you think about leaders, you know, leadership come in many varieties and intensity. You know, it is sometimes defined as the ability to create in others the desires to follow. You know, people tend to follow men and women who know where they are going and why. You know, we follow a lot of time men and women that don't have a clue. But when you know God have given that mantle to a man and to a woman of God, can be in their midst and submit. And as we go up further, whenever others will follow your direction or your thinking, you are in a leadership role. You know, a lot of people really don't know the leadership role that they should follow. You know, therefore, leaders need to know what they believe and why they believe it. You know, as a Christian witness, you are a leader, one who show others how to follow. You have to be a good leader so you can have followers of Christ. And God is our first example of a leader. Christ, God is our leader in all that relate to spiritual life. You know, providing his word for direction, his son to show us the way and his wisdom, and help through the Holy Spirit. Right now, we are going through Proverbs. You have to know about wisdom, about knowledge and integrity, understanding. You know, God has placed his leaders in our midst. And, you know, I'm going to give you some of the qualities of a good leader. 1 Timothy 3 and 1 and 2 says, an elder must be a man whose life cannot be spoken against. You know, Titus say 1, 6 through 9, an elder must live a blameless life. We're talking about God has placed his leaders in our midst, but we need to know a little about the leaders that he has placed in our midst. Are they our leaders? You know, and the verses that I will give you concerning characters for anyone in church leadership. You know, Nehemiah 7 and 2 say, I gave the responsibility of governor, you know, in Jerusalem to my brother. For he was a faithful man who feared God more than most. My. Today we're talking about God placed his leaders in our midst. Hallelujah. You know, good leaders show faithfulness and reverence. Do you have a good leader today who is showing you faithfulness and reverence? You know, in Matthew 20 and 26, the word of God said, whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. You know, God's leaders have a servant heart. You know, to have and to be placed in our midst, that leader has to have a servant heart. Do your leader today have a servant heart? My. You know, good leaders, you know, has a heart for prayer. Do your leader pray? Think about it. In the word of God, 2 Corinthians 32 and 20 say, then King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah cried out in prayer to God in heaven. My. Today we are talking about God has placed his leaders in our midst. And at this time, I'm going to just take a little break, not long, and just get a little water. Praise God. Oh, we had someone came on the line. Oh, praise God. I'm going to bring on my caller today. Caller, you are now on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Today, I'm pretty sure you have read our topic, God has placed his leaders in our midst. Would you like something to say today, caller? You're now on the air.
Yes, ma'am. This is Prophet Andrew Sims.
Well, good morning, Prophet Andrew Sims. Welcome to Joy and Peace. And I know you have a lot to talk about. God has placed his leaders in our midst, and the qualification and the character of a good leader that we should be looking for nowadays. Go right ahead, Prophet Andrew Sims.
Yes, ma'am. There seems to be a lot of confusion about who or who is not a leader of God. How do you really know before you go that a leader is sent by God? Is my question. How do you know before you go that a leader is sent by God? Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Prophet Andrew Sims. I don't know if I have any other callers that's listening in that haven't called in yet. And you're my first caller of the day so far. But you know, Prophet Sims, I am glad you asked that question. For those that may be listening, you know, as I was reading the scripture over in Nehemiah 7:2, God said that he gave the responsibility to govern Jerusalem by his brother. Also, a good leader shows faithfulness, one of the things, and reverence. And a good leader has to have a servant heart in a leadership position. And a good leader and a servant of God should have a heart for prayer. And it states that in 2 Chronicles 32:20 that King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah cried in prayer to God in heaven. And a good leader accepts responsibilities for their action. And this is found in 1 Chronicles 2:18. And the word of God said, then David said to God, I have sinned greatly and shouldn't have crossed the censer. You know, here he had to have a good leader accept responsibility for that action. And I am so sorry I put my show on for only 30 minutes today because nobody has been coming on. But would you go on, Prophet Andrew Sims? I'm going to see, can we get a little bit more time for this broadcast today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
I'm asking, I'm concerned, that there seems to be a lot of confusion before you know who is a good leader. How do you know?
I am glad you say that. I don't have anyone have called in yet to respond. Maybe they will call in later when they listen to this broadcast, Prophet Sims. But, you know, people tend to follow men and women that don't know where they're going and why. And they're going to have to consult the Holy Ghost before they go, before they enter into the different synagogues around the world. They need to talk with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, before they go. Because so many people have run off, have cops, not knowing what they're looking for, what they need in leaders and a leadership. So the first thing I feel they should do is consult the Holy Ghost, because it's a lot of men and women that's out there in the land right now, don't know where they are going and don't know why. They are confused. so I feel the first place should be the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost.
My. This is awesome. Most folks are not aware, Madam Host, who is the Holy Ghost.
And you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And quite apparent, according to the information, that most folks are aware of how to even hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. And still, it's too late. So, what would be the criteria of knowing that the voice of the Holy Ghost is the real one that you are hearing? How do you know with so many voices in the world, how would you know it's the Holy Ghost?
I'm glad you asked that question. I don't know if we're still on the air. I think my time is up, but I must continue on talking because I think it may go still over into the archives. But one of the things, Prophet Andrew Sim, is there is too much alligator running where people can't hear the voice. And like you say, the voice have gone, so many voices have gone out in the land. And they need to sit down and converse with Jesus. Not only fast and pray, but they got to know the belief and the faith and the wisdom. They're going to have to get into the Word of God and let God speak to them. It's not that I can give them an exact chapter, a verse to go to right now, because God may work with different people in different settings in different ways. But if they would heed the Word of God, because what God tell you is truth, the spirit of truth, and only the truth. But those other voices that you are hearing don't line up with the Word of God. And when you start lining up with the Word of God, reading the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and listening to what God say, being tried by fire, you're going to know the voice of Jesus. The Word of God said that my sheep will know my voice. Another one, they will not heed to. So men and women of God is going to have to stop running them alligators, stop listening here, running that. It's just like with a buffet. When you go to a buffet, you see everything or spread that. Just because you see it don't mean you are to eat everything. In the same way about the Word of God, you cannot just go in it, in here, in there, and everywhere to get the Word of God. You first got to sit down and have a conversation with Jesus. You got to dissect this word. Let him give you wisdom. Start off in Proverbs, on into Psalms. Go to Hebrews. Go to Romans chapter 8. You know, they're going to have to search out these scriptures for themselves, because just us telling them, they may not believe us. But if they start searching the Word of God, I do know they will come up with the voice, with the answer God have given them.
Well, praise the Lord, Madam Host. Let me give you a little bit of insight. That will help. As you reveal, you have to have the right wisdom. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't know God's wisdom, then who wisdom do you have?
You have the devil's wisdom if you ain't got God's wisdom.
And you have man's wisdom.
And
right?
Man wisdom. That's right.
Now, according to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, it tells you how you can know if you have the Holy Ghost or not to give you the right wisdom.
Yes, sir. And would you say
chapter?
Okay. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter.
1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter.
Oh, the 2nd chapter. Thank you for repeating. I had turned to it, but I wanted to make sure I had it right, so our listeners that may come on later in the archives can hear good.
The 5th verse.
Okay. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, and the 5th verse, it states, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Now, let me show you how you can tell. Now, back up to the 4th verse.
And the 4th verse says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
And read the 5th verse.
And the 5th verse said, and that your power should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yeah. Madam Host, what does it mean to have enticing words of man's wisdom? This is where people are confused. Man's wisdom entices you to do what?
Follow what they're saying, but not following with what God is saying.
Amen. You hear right there on the note. And the flesh automatically yields to the flesh, because man's wisdom is all about the flesh.
That's right.
If that is your answer, Madam Host, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Prophet Andrew Sims, for coming on. And if you're available next week, I'll be calling you. I have your number on my screen, and I'm going to see what show I'm going to talk with. I think it's going to be on Power next week. I'll see what the Holy Ghost is saying. But I thank you so much, caller, Prophet Andrew Sims, for coming on. And I hope that our listeners that will later will hear this broadcast and will heed to what have been taught today. God has placed his leaders in our midst. And I hope you tune in next week, same time, same place, same station, to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. And I want to thank our guest that came on today, Prophet Andrew Sim. You all have a wonderful and a blessed day today. Bye-bye.